Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And there was evening and there was morning, another day. So it has been since the first day, so it will be until the Lord returns and there are no more days. Moses writes, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Each day brings a new beginning and hope for the Lord's return. Each night brings us needed rest. As it is with each day, so it is with each week, each month, and each year. Yesterday, you know, ended another church year. And though we waited with anticipation and great hope, the Lord did not return. We start a new day, a new week, a new church year today, knowing that the Lord is faithful, that he is not slow in keeping his promises, but is long-suffering, desiring that many more would hear of him, repent of their sins, and believe. That is why his return is delayed. But he will keep his promise to return. He has not forgotten us. He will come to judge the living and the dead and then take us home. The text for the first Sunday in Advent for the beginning of a new church year is always the same. It's Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem on a donkey on Palm Sunday. We start this new church year as we ended the last, hearing about the coming of the King. From the world's perspective, from their point of view, these things are ridiculous. Waving foam fingers at football games is acceptable, but waving palms at a man riding on a lowly donkey, that's strange. The world can't understand the church here or Palm Sunday, the cycle of the life of Jesus, even in the creation itself, because they can't understand the coming of the King. They can't understand the coming of this king because the only kings they're familiar with don't travel economy class. No sultan walks beside the camel. No king rides into town on a borrowed donkey. Jesus is too meek. He's too humble. He's too lacking in majesty for the world's tastes. What about yours? This season reminds us what kind of king we have. This season of Advent is not simply preparation for Christmas. I know you can't get away from that in the stores, but that's not the case here. This is a penitential season. It's a new call for true repentance and active faith so that we are prepared for that day on which the King comes in his glory, so that we are prepared to meet the King. The entire Old Testament tells us the story of God promising to send Adam and Eve a Savior from sin. He promised Israel that he would send a mighty king to sit on David's throne and restore the fortunes of Jacob. But then comes Jesus, born in a manger with nothing to his name, born in a little town of Bethlehem, a prophet out of Nazareth, has to borrow a donkey when he comes into Jerusalem. We hear of this poor, humble king who goes in to his people and is rejected within the same week. He's driven out of town carrying a cross. This is the fulfillment that God promised to Israel for all those many hundreds of years. But things are not as they seem, are they? This king shed his innocent blood. He ascended the throne of the cross that his Father had prepared for him, and by his death and resurrection, he bought salvation for the entire world. Though it took thousands of years, at just the right time, on the very right day, God kept his promise and sent forth his Son. As it was in the beginning, it is now, and it will be forever. As he kept that promise to redeem his fallen creation, so will he keep his promise to come again in glory. But again, are you ready for that day? Are you fit as you are to stand before the King, before the Lord of heaven and earth? Will you be more prepared than Israel? They didn't recognize the time of their visitation. They didn't receive the humble Jesus as their King. Immediately after this text in our reading today, it says that Jesus wept on the road as he drew near to Jerusalem. He wept because he knew what was going to happen to the great city, to the temple, to the people. He wept knowing that their rejection of him as Savior and King would be their end. God fulfilled his promise, but they didn't receive him. Will King Jesus weep over you as well? This is a preparatory season, a penitential season. It's not only the Lord's first advent, his incarnation, death, resurrection, and ascension that we consider. Neither is it only his final advent, his coming in glory to judge the living and the dead. During this penitential season, we also remember that our Lord is not absent from his creation and his church. He continues right now in this very moment to come to us in his mercy and with his forgiveness. In his preached word and sacraments administered according to his institution for our benefit and good. This reality is reflected in our paraments and our banners. King Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, who comes first in a manger so we can receive him without being shocked at his glory, ascends the throne, his cross, to die for the sins of the world, delivers himself to us in body and blood. And then at the sound of the trumpet, he will come again to judge the living and the dead. These are the three advents of our King. It's the same King. The same Lord who rode into Jerusalem on a donkey is the Lord who will return in glory to judge the living and the dead, and who still comes to you now in all of his power and majesty, but hidden under simple means. Will you receive him as he desires? Or will you be like Israel and be offended by his humility and modesty? Are you looking for something greater, for a different kind of king, an earthly king that will give you everything you desire? If you will not receive him now in looking in these things, in his humbleness, then he will not receive you when he comes again in glory. But here we are back to the Palm Sunday text. Our King comes into Jerusalem on a borrowed donkey. The Lord says through the psalmist, "Every beast of the forest is mine. The cattle on a thousand hills belongs to me." And yet the Lord of creation does not choose a mighty stallion or a great camel or an elephant to ride to his throne. He instructs his disciples to go into town and bring him a donkey. And if anyone asks, say, "The Lord has need of it." How can the King need a borrowed donkey? How can the Lord Jesus need anything in this creation that he has made? And that is exactly what your King does. He does not count himself greater than the Father. Neither is he too great to serve you. And if this is how your King acts, then how ought you to act? The wind and the waves obey his commands, and yet Israel will not receive him. The crowds cry out for a moment, "Hosanna to the King!" But then they're silent, and the stones are forced to speak. The earth shakes, and the rocks split and groan as their Creator gives up his life for sinners who mock him. And in these things, the Scripture is fulfilled. Behold, your King is coming to you humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The colt was enough for Jesus to enter Jerusalem as king. The cross was enough for his throne. Simple water with his powerful word is enough for him to bring infants and even adults into his kingdom. Bread and wine, the humble means, the humble vehicles that carry his body and blood to your lips and into your very soul. If these things are good enough for your king, then shouldn't they be good enough for you? Nothing else is necessary. He didn't come for earthly glory and honor or to be served. He came to give his life as a ransom for many, for all. So that when the last evening and the last morning comes, you who are covered in his precious blood will stand ready in his forgiveness to see your king face to face. During Advent, we celebrate our king's triumphal entry into Jerusalem on a donkey, his crucifixion, death, resurrection for our sins, while we also ponder his promised triumphal return on the clouds in his majestic glory. And while we wait for that day, for that last day of days, we live in our baptism. We gather together in his house. We eat and drink his body and blood. We listen to his words and sing and pray and believe. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And there was evening and there was morning, another day, another week, another month, another year filled with God's rich mercy and love, with his forgiveness and with his eternal blessings. God grant you a great new year in Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Ryan Wendt. You've just listened to a sermon preached at Christ the King Lutheran Church in Billings, Montana. I hope that you heard God's law that reveals your sin and his precious gospel, the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that your sins are forgiven for his sake. These sermons are posted not as a replacement for gathering together with other believers around Christ's word and sacraments, but for our members who are away at school, at work in foreign countries, or who for some other reason are not able to be with us regularly. If you've been listening and do not have a church home, please consider contacting us through our website, and I will be happy to help you find a faithful congregation and pastor near where you live. Or if you're listening to us locally, why don't we get together for a few minutes and talk more about what we believe? If you'd like to support the work the Lord is doing through his word in this congregation and in our community, please get in touch with me through our website. The Lord's richest blessings to you this week and always in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.